where in the Bible will I find that the use of alcoholic beverages is sinful? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath complaining? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine? They that go to seek out mixed wine? Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it sparkleth in the cup, when it goeth down smoothly. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Those are the inspired words of Proverbs 23:29-31. While the brewing industries and the advertising companies continue to present a picture of happy, healthy, beautiful people enjoying their product, the real picture is that of the death, destruction, and melee on our highways and in our homes. The unhappy marriage of alcohol, gasoline, and violence proves exactly what those who preach and teach the truth against alcohol have been saying for many years. The issue is now removed from the realm of preacher rhetoric to that of practical reality, and it is not a pretty picture. The use of alcoholic beverages will destroy your health. It is a fact beyond a dispute that alcohol will do irreparable damage to your body. Alcoholic beverages will destroy your home. There's just no way to gauge the strife, unhappiness, hatred, broken marriages, spouse beatings, child abuse, etc., that comes in the wake of America's number one drug problem. Alcoholic beverages will make the world unsafe for you and your family. Drinking drivers kill so many every year on our nation's highways. Alcoholic beverages will destroy a Christian's influence for good. It will ruin any influence anyone may have ever had for the truth. Think about this. Can one truly conscientiously hold a beer in one hand and the Bible in the other and claim that he loves both?